Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Home Edit, the official podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Holly Byrne, features editor here at HB, and today I'm joined by interior stylist, founder of Lauren Keenan Home, and host of At Home with Lauren Keenan, another fabulous podcast. Welcome to the studio, Lauren.
Thanks so much for having me, Holly.
Now, I wanted to get your expert advice on a bit of a buzz term at the moment in the world of interiors, and that is modern country. How do you define this style or trend?
Well, let me start by telling you what it's not, because I think a lot of people get a bit concerned when they hear the term country style decorating, because anyone over, say, the age of 35 probably remembers those sort of Czech fabric sofas and yellowy orange dining table that was synonymous with country style back in the 90s. Modern country is not that. Modern country is all about creating really Australian, relaxed, cozy, warm and inviting spaces with heart and soul.
What are the pillars of the style? If I walked into a room, what am I looking for? How would I know that it's modern country?
The main thing about modern country is that it's a beautiful mix of old and new. So you don't want anything too sleek and modern. You want to mix it in with a little bit of rustic, sensibilities just to get that really nice curated, layered look. It looks like you've been collecting things for 20 years and you've just over time put your house together.
Beautiful. Why is it on the rise? Why am I hearing it so much at the moment?
Look, I think people are really enjoying modern country because it does have that warm and inviting look, but also it's really not cookie cutter. So every house is going to be a little bit different. And I think people are enjoying having that more individual decorating style now. And I also think it's really family friendly because of the old and new mix. So really hard to mess things up or damage things when they're already maybe looking a little bit shabby chic, and that's another term from the 90s, but getting a little bit of that rustic nature back into our interiors.
On that balance of old and new, mm-hmm. How do you strike the right balance without going too far shabby chic, too far modern sleek?
Look, I think it's about, at the end of the day, finding little pieces that you love, but I would go looking in some of your local vintage stores or some Vinnies or Salvos. You know, your little sort of more rustic pieces might just be a small vase or a timber tray, things like that, that you can just intersperse throughout the space. And then you can go to other shops that you like that are perhaps more contemporary and pop those pieces in as well. Just so you've got a mixture of textures, I guess. You don't want too many rough and ready pieces. Otherwise, it's not going to look very polished.
Of course. Now, is there a palette that best defines this style?
Yeah, there is. I think it's really nice to stick with a neutral palette for the walls. So perhaps keeping it to the warm whites, something like a Dulux natural white, or if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you could go for a really soft beige. Feather soft is a really nice colour for something like that. And then building colour through your furniture and accessories. So this modern country look works really well with sort of dusty and slightly muddy colours. So, a smoky blue or a eucalyptus kind of green. And then punching through some slightly darker colours to anchor it. So it could be navy or tan, terracotta, things like that.
Beautiful. Is there a style of home architecturally mm-hmm. that this is best suited to?
I mean, ideally, your modern country style would be in some beautiful country homestead somewhere or an older period home. We don't all have that luxury, but I think if you love a style, there's a way to incorporate it into your home no matter what the style is. Maybe you adapt it slightly or pare it back a little bit if your home is a more contemporary space architecturally.
What is your best advice for actually bringing that look home in a more contemporary space?
I think, like we were saying before, you're just looking for little individual bits and pieces that you can bring in. So it's more probably in that case down to accessories. So it's a cushion in a cool textured fabric, or it's a really nice coloured glass vase that you've found at your local St. Vinnie's, and it's pairing it with your more modern furniture timber is going to be a star. We still don't want, even in a contemporary home, we don't want anything too sleek. So some nice timber furniture, bring in a little bit of that rustic feeling. Doesn't matter too much on the colour. It could be dark timber or light timber. You just need to have it. And definitely the colour palette is going to be a big one, even in a contemporary space.
Of course. And finally, is this a look we will see continue to rise, or is it a current trend that will die out soon?
No, look, I think it is a trend that is going to keep going for quite some time because it has actually been going for a really long time. If you look at people who do live in country homesteads, they've been using this beautiful, family-friendly, very welcoming style for a long time. But I think we're all now just starting to pick up on it, and I think it's something that's going to have a lot of longevity.
Well, I look forward to seeing where it goes.
Me too.
Thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Thanks, Holly.
That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to rate, review and subscribe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.